Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean. God's Will and the Ocean. True Father speaks on Why We Have an Ocean Church, page 132. Relationship between Ocean Church and Carp. Since CARP and Ocean Church are growing up side by side, they should work together. They should have a spirit of cooperation. CARP members can ask their college student friends to come with them to their boat, and this will create a great deal of interest in the more adventurous students. Then, Ocean Church members can take the students out and teach them about our vision for the future. College students will be very excited by this kind of program and plan. The inland movement should be linked to the coastal movement. That is CARP and Ocean Church. Most college students are inland, but through Ocean Church, they can be introduced to a whole new horizon. We have the system and the program, the plan and the vision. So why not? We can go to the college campus and form a club. We can let them be responsible for a boat in the same way that I've already outlined. We can just say, you can have them. All they have to do is get 10 people and form a club. Many students would work day in and day out to use such a boat. Up to now, detailed directions have been given, but they were not fulfilled. Ocean Church members, have you done any of these things? You should be seasoned fishermen by now, so that when the university students come, you will be able to intoxicate them with a sense of the ocean and everything within it. You should be able to take them on the journey of their life and teach them how to fish. When a big boat of ours comes to each port, you can take them out on the One Hope and show them the boat. You can tell them that if they want to, if they work hard, they can surely have a boat like that in the future. Many young people would go crazy to have that kind of goal. You can give them something to dream about, something to live for. You can let them fish on the weekends on the big boat. During the week, teach them by taking them out in the One Hope. They can use their weekend work towards their college expenses. They can study for their MA degree and PhD degree with their earnings. What a great opportunity for them. They can graduate with intellectual and seagoing skills. With intellectual, mechanical, and spiritual skills. That's the vision and the goal. What has happened? The years have been virtually wasted. Why don't you work towards these goals? I have to tell you again and repeat everything. It's disheartening. The major leaders in our church should become an advisory group and feel responsible, either for the failure or success of Ocean Church. What do you CARP members think? Are you excited to exist side by side with Ocean Church, or are you reluctant? Young people are still very much wanting to get into life. Think about it. Locate the boats at different schools. Come up with the ocean-going youth. If you can't find such youth, then CARP members should take up one boat and show the way. 10 CARP members should have 2 boats. They can attract young people to come out and use the boats. It can become a program of great pride in that school. CARP can even give scholarships based on someone's performance in the program. These boats meet with the spirit of young people. They are sharp, modern, and powerful. I wanted a boat that would move like a knife in the water and cut right through the waves. I designed the boats for the sake of young people, to excite their hearts and minds. This is the love that I have for young people. I expected Ocean Church to take off, but it hasn't quite done that. You are clunking along. We are in an emergency all over the world, so I cannot waste 1 minute. When we first started to build these boats, we knew nothing about it, but we created an absolute miracle. Master Marine started from scratch. Members came from all over the world to work on those boats. Why? I wanted Ocean Church to go to the entire world. Therefore, once a member is successful here, he can go to the rest of the world. Ocean Church members are responsible to win the support of local governments. From the mayor and police chief to the governor. They will look at your work and proclaim you. Will your parents be negative about that? Not at all. The problem is that Ocean Church never took off. There was an 8-year plan prepared for Ocean Church. I had hoped you would complete the program in that amount of time and be able to move on to the international level. I had expected Ocean Church to be so successful that everyone would envy Ocean Church. Ocean Church members are well educated, and many of you came from the seminary. Your experiences in Ocean Church should make you into great leaders for this country. You should deal with college professors, teach them our principles, and show them our vision. Give them lectures. You can do that, it's not a strange thing for you to do. I made up my mind. I know that you can become such people. Even the PhD graduates must come to Ocean Church. They have to go this course. By training in this way, we will surely develop the kind of leadership that can truly teach this nation and show it the way into the future. I sincerely want to see you become those men and women. Look at the path I have walked. I have trained myself as a fisherman. Why? Not for myself, but to save the nation. I have determined to find the way over and beyond communism. I have been fighting all my life against communism. America must not be lost to this ideology. That is why for more than 30 years I have given every inch of my life for this cause. I have already studied and pioneered your course. CART members, do you know your mission? Communism is seeping into America through the college campuses. You have to expose that and confront it. Ocean Church members, drugs are coming into this country through the ocean. You have to protect the true freedom of this nation. You have to protect its original dignity. This is a monumental task. When Americans wake up to their situation, they will look around and ask, "Where is the person who can lead us out of this?" Someone has to come and revitalize Christianity so it can truly stir the conscience of the people. God has directed me to do that. You are seminary graduates. Go out and work all day long on the ocean, and then come home and teach at night. This is exactly what I have done for you. Now are you awakened? You don't like Ocean Church? You don't like CARP? This is how we will save the nation. Do you think the government will praise me and come after me for help? They will do exactly the opposite. Knowing that, you have to be tough. Around the world, brothers and sisters are sweating blood. They are literally sending blood money to this nation, to save this nation. You are riding the boat and the wind is blowing hard. You should yell at the wind, "I'm going to go forward to justify the blood money of my brothers and sisters." This is their hope in you. Seminary graduates in CARP, raise your hands. Are you ready to go to Ocean Church? Your accomplishments in CARP will come with you to Ocean Church. I appreciate your willingness to follow this course. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of Why We Have an Ocean Church. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.